chapter 28, faith, proof of things unseen. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Hebrews 11.1. Belief versus faith. A belief is an idea that remains untested. Faith is proof of things unseen. We may like an idea, but we cannot know if it is true until we prove it. Then we have faith. To test the reality of a belief, we need to develop a spiritual practice. Then, through direct personal experience, we can see for ourselves if it is true. In this way, we can discriminate spiritual law from fixed, untested belief. Spiritual law. Spiritual laws are universal truths that apply to all people, transcending history, culture, and conditions. These laws outline the nature of reality and the governance of the universe. Spiritual laws cannot fail. They operate with precise accuracy just as surely as the laws that govern the physical universe. Proof of things unseen. Saints and sages discover, live, master, and teach the workings of spiritual laws. They advise us to follow these laws to make our lives more effective. We can follow their lead, but we cannot have faith in metaphysical truths until we prove that they work in our lives. We must operate the laws ourselves. Then we have faith. Faith is an inherent quality of the soul. Faith, an eternal power that springs from the soul, cannot be touched or destroyed. Doubt and insecurity can temporarily overwhelm our faith, but it recovers. It is incomparably resilient. The magnificent power of faith does not come easily, however. Though it is an inherent quality of the soul, it lays dormant until exercised. Technique. Following is a method for cultivating faith by converting belief to truth through direct personal experience. This method helps us determine if a spiritual concept or method is empty or an immutable truth deserving of our faith. There are 5 steps: test, hypothesis, practice, experience, faith. Step 1, test. Faith cannot grow without tests. A test can be any pain or problem. We all experience loss, pain, and tragedy. Some of us have to face the darkness of barbaric crime or catastrophic violence. All of us must eventually leave our possessions, loved ones, and bodies behind. At death, each of us must face the abyss, the mysterious, infinite unknown. Step 2, hypothesis. Religions and spiritual teachers give us advice on how to handle the painful problems of life. The advice is massive, complex, confusing, and contradictory. To decipher spiritual fiction from fact, we need to convert fixed beliefs or dogma to hypotheses requiring proof. To do this, we transfer authority from others to ourselves. We should not blindly follow religion, teachers, or masters. Our experience is the ultimate criteria for determining truth. We can test any concept or method. Does the body temple harbor the soul and the God of the universe? Are karma and reincarnation true? Is unconditional love the key to the kingdom of heaven? Does meditation work? Does compassionate service to humanity give us peace of mind and strength? We can put these profoundly important questions to the test of direct personal experience in the laboratory of life. The experiment may take years. On the way, we stay receptive. We do not accept or reject the theory. We just do the work by developing a spiritual practice. Step 3, practice. We can practice any one or a combination of spiritual methods. Step 4, experience. Discovering truth through personal experience is called spiritual discrimination or discernment. Direct personal experience is the teacher and ultimate authority. If a method or concept works, we keep it. If not, we discard it. We trust our ability to tell the difference. Step 5, faith. We prove to ourselves that a concept or method works in our lives, thus converting untested belief to faith through experience. We can apply this 5-step method to any spiritual practice or idea. Following is an example of how to apply this method to prove the existence of the soul and God. Proving the existence of the soul and God. Step 1, test. A painful problem arrives. It disturbs our peace and indicates an area in need of work. Step 2, hypothesis. We're going to test steps 7, 8, 9, and 10 of this model. Following is the hypothesis we're going to test. Skillful pain management, step 8, and spiritual practice, step 9, lead to the discovery of the soul and higher power, step 7, as the peace, love, and joy we crave, step 10. We have a soul made of love qualities. We can discover the soul if we practice spiritual disciplines in response to life's problems. When we do the work, we experience a progressive growth of courage, peace, forgiveness, and other wonderful spiritual qualities. With continued practice, God reveals Himself as a loving friend whose aid arrives in many forms with reinforcements on His schedule. That is the hypothesis we're going to test. Step 3, practice. The arrival of a painful problem indicates we have homework in the school of life. We can accept this painful problem as the next step in our spiritual development. We pick any one or combination of spiritual methods that fit our problem, and we accept pain as a teacher and stimulant for the growth of spiritual qualities. Pain is an intelligent teacher who will lead us to our greatest spiritual asset, love. Pain is the purifying agent that transforms negativity into spiritual power. When we enter the pain, it reveals the lessons we need to learn. The lessons always have to do with learning how to cultivate soul qualities. Through introspection, our pain informs us of the nature of our problems. Through transformation, we respond to our problems by cultivating love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness. This is the work of the spiritual path. When overwhelmed with difficult problems, we may be tempted to give up our spiritual practice. To avoid this, we need to be patient and persevere. There will be dry periods where we feel there is no progress. When we think we're not growing, remember that effort is progress and good results are accumulating. Faith does not come without tests and work. When we do the work, God responds in His way and on His schedule. Step 4, experience. We are in a relationship with God. Our job is to practice spiritual methods. When we do this, spiritual qualities slowly grow. To give us additional assistance, God enters our life as friend, father, mother, guide, protector, teacher, healer, or counselor. We experience ego reduction, pain relief, healing, guidance and protection. When we contact God, there may be an unmistakable change in consciousness. We experience changeless peace, ecstatic joy, pure love, intuitive knowledge, or the light of the soul. Whether we understand our suffering as karma or as a part of God's mystery, we do our part to work on our problems. As we progress on the spiritual path, we become increasingly aware of how grace operates in our lives. We see how God appears and disappears in an apparent play of hide and seek. In the beginning, we cannot hold on to God all of the time. However, with practice, we are able to find and keep him more and more. Each time he reappears, our faith grows. Faith is the knowledge that he is there and will be back. Then, even if we feel separate or empty, we know that we have not been abandoned. As we go through tests, we may continue to experience turbulence in the form of fear and doubt. Nevertheless, we learn through experience that when we do our part and wait with patience, grace comes in the form of direction, relief, inspiration, courage, forbearance, or protection. Gradually, we come to understand that God's grace is continuous, even during the most difficult times. He is always right here, right now, helping and guiding. No matter what the world or our bodies are doing, God is present. Step 5, faith. As our experiential faith grows, it slowly replaces and finally eliminates doubt. Then we know that we have a friend who is always with us, helping and guiding. We know the ground of all being is his omniscient love, greater than any pain. We know he will never fail us in our hour of need, and that we get what we need when we need it. We know that our work and his grace combine to reduce our egos, melt our problems, expand our soul qualities, and get us through any barrier. At mastery, when we know the immutable peace of the soul, the fiercest conditions cannot shake our faith. When we know that our soul is eternally safe and protected, we remain fearless even in the face of death. This is perfect faith and perfect surrender. To know the soul and God is to have the power that faith intends, a power that lights the way, moving us forward in the face of darkness. While earthly conditions may be fierce, faith directs us to our spiritual home, a place where there is no loss. Points to remember. Faith arises where evidence is lacking. It starts with hope and possibility. It ends with experience. Faith is the bridge between the material world of limitation and insecurity and the spiritual world of immortality and peace. Blind belief is weaker than faith proved by direct experience. The brain has a pharmacy that can send healing chemicals to the cells of our body. Thoughts of faith have healing power. Send such thoughts to heal the body, mind, and soul through chemistry. Faith is a dynamic healing power that can help us get through anything. We can grow when life is smooth, but our greatest progress may come when we face difficult problems. It is at these times that we need faith the most. If we continue our spiritual practice, we gain strength and endurance. Eventually, our burden lifts and peace comes. We prove to ourselves that we can get through any trial if we persevere. This point to remember is for those who believe in a God of love. The answer to pain and evil would be love, even if God did not exist, but he does. There is a God of love. Respond with love, and you will see him respond to you. We can learn through experience that love is greater than any problem. Moreover, each victory of love over pain expands our faith. Faith is the knowledge of our inner connection to the river of divinity, the infinite source of compassion. God's grace is continuous. She is love, compassion, and peace no matter what the world is doing. A solution is forthcoming to any problem. When we do our part and wait with patience, grace comes. Never doubt the infinite grace of the Creator. Affirmations. I get what I need when I need it. Every test is the next step in my spiritual development. I transform suffering into spiritual qualities. I do my part by cultivating strength and courage. God has set up his school of life. He knows what he's doing. I get help from the God of infinite compassion and wisdom. God is my friend, protector, teacher, counselor, and healer. God is always right here, right now, helping and guiding. God's great healing power knows how to transform my suffering into spiritual power. My work and God's grace get me through anything. Love is greater than any pain. Nothing can stop me. I never give up. Nothing can touch my faith. I am the immutable peace of the soul. I remain fearless, even in the face of death. Exercises. Following is a list of ideas that can serve as a basis of faith. Review the list to see if any of these ideas are already a part of your faith system. Or perhaps you might want to add these ideas, if they appeal to you. We can have faith in ourselves, our higher power, other people, a connection to something larger than ourselves, higher meaning and purpose, the meaning inherent in our story, the positives of life, beauty, truth, goodness, and love. We can have faith in our own strength, in our ability to contribute, that each one of us has a special gift to give, that we have the ability to respond to problems. We can have faith in the healing power of the soul, in the power and intelligence that runs the universe. That what comes to us is the next step in our spiritual development. That pain is the teacher and stimulant for the growth of spiritual qualities. We can have faith in all of our experiences as teachers of soul qualities. We can have faith in the existence of a plan for each of us and the world, and that the plan is good. We can have faith in our ability to respond to negative with positive. Exercise 2. What is the basis of your faith? 3. What can you turn to when tested with loss, abandonment, rejection, disease, disability, poverty, sickness, trauma, or failure. 4. Is there a central organizing principle in your belief system that cannot be touched? 5. What is the definition of faith proposed in this chapter? 6. Describe the 5-step method for cultivating faith by converting belief to truth through direct personal experience. 7. Review the following 4 categories. Where do you stand in this continuum? A. Atheists dogmatically assert the non-existence of spirit. Their logic stems from their lack of spiritual experiences. B. Believers dogmatically assert the existence of spirit, often without spiritual experience to back up their beliefs. C. Agnostics do not know. They are willing to test truth and wait. The cosmos says, "Test me." Agnostics respond by asking the cosmos questions. This is the most scientific stance. It depends on direct experience. There is a transfer of authority from religion, leaders, and books to the body temple. Ideas and methods are tested in the laboratory of human experience. And D, faith is proof of things unseen based on direct personal experience.